Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you were listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Nancy Schaefer. And Nancy had her own program or call-in program back in the, I believe it's in Georgia. And she has something called Family Concerns. And you can go up on her website at familyconcerns.net. But Nancy's retired from talk radio. And she's a member of the state Senate. Is that right, Nancy?
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan.
And I'm really proud of you. You know, you're in the front lines of this battle. And there she is in the state legislature trying to educate people about this battle, which is, of course, what we need more people are willing to do. Well, how is the battle going at the present time?
Well, it is really a battle, as you well know. And there are not many of us speaking out as we should be or taking a stand as we should. But we can't give up. We have to get out there and tell the truth about what is going on and the radical changes that are taking place in our culture.
And I understand that they're trying to get some mental health laws, too, back there in Georgia, too?
Well, I did a resolution on the mental health screening of children as a preemptive measure. Actually, Dr. Stan, I didn't turn it into a bill. I made it into a resolution just to plant the seed of what mental health screening is really all about, what it will do to our children, and then to advise our congressman in Washington about what's going on with mental health screening and how they should vote.
All right. Well, what sort of response did you get to it? Did the average legislator have any idea the implications of what they're planning under this New Freedom Initiative?
No, I don't think they know at all. And actually, Dr. Stan, I don't think that all the legislators, when they passed this bill in Illinois, I don't think they comprehended what they were doing at all. I don't think it was until after the fact and after it had been voted on and the funds were coming in that they really realized what they had done. And many people tried to get out of it at that point.
Well, is there any way to get out of it once you're in it?
I don't think so. I think the money is already flowing for mental health screening there in the state of Illinois.
Well, you know, we have all of these things that sound so great, like No Child Left Behind. I mean, what could be wrong with a no child being left behind on the path of way of life? And yet that isn't what it's at all. It's about changing the attitudes and values and beliefs of our children. And of course, bribing school boards to do that with our own tax money. And
right.
It's totally unconstitutional. There's no place in the Constitution where the federal government is allowed to interfere in education. Our founding fathers feared that because, after all, if the federal government can control education, it can control the minds of the children. If it can control the minds of the children, it can brainwash them into any belief it wants to. And now, well, what is the mental health screening really all about?
Well, the mental health screening is all about it deals with a leftist ideology, I believe. It's calling on, it's promoted by our psychiatrists, the psychiatrists of our day. It's coming together to absolutely bring every child under this mental health screening to check them out, to see what their thoughts patterns are.
Pull that up right there, Nancy. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Nancy Schaefer. I should say Senator Nancy Schaefer. She's in the state Senate, and it is in Georgia, isn't it, Nancy?
Yes, it is in Georgia.
And, of course, she had her own talk show for many years, and she has a website. It's familyconcerns.net. That's www.familyconcerns.net. But she gave up her talk show and ran for the Senate and got into the state Senate. And there she's trying to educate the other senators, trying to use this as the platform to educate the American people about the terrible things that are taking place today. And one of those things I know she's most concerned about is this, the New Freedom Amendment. That's what they call it. The new Freedom Program being put forward by the Bush administration. Now, what does it have to do with freedom? Absolutely nothing. It's compulsory mental health screening. They use these terms. Terms are used to conceal the sinister purpose behind this, because they're collecting dossiers on the minds and thoughts and values of every child. And, of course, if they don't go along with the agenda, why, they must be mentally ill. Pick up the story there, Nancy, because I know
how... You're exactly right, Dr. Sand. It was in April of 2002 that the Bush administration established this New Freedom Commission, or New Freedom Initiative, as some call it, on mental health. And what this is going to do is it's going to call for a social and emotional exam to be administered to all children without parental consent. And it is my understanding that there will be a periodic development exam for children ages 0 to 18 years of age, that there will be a statewide data reporting tracking system on each and every person, the social-emotional screening with mandated school exams or kindergarten, fourth, and ninth grades, and report cards on children's emotional development.
And, of course, this is part of this fascist program to control every individual in America. We never had anything like this before. Democrats never could have gotten this in. The fact that Democrats couldn't get the No Child Left Behind program. They had to get the Republican president there to bring in Teddy Kennedy's programs of control. Maybe that's why the Bush family gave Senator Kennedy the Man of the Year award from their foundation in 2003. But, of course, most people don't know that, because we're supposed to believe that they're, the Democrats are on one side and the Republicans on the other. But just maybe nothing is as it appears to most people today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Senator Nancy Schaefer from Georgia, and a good friend, and she's on the front lines of just trying to get the information out. So you pick up the story there, Nancy.
Well, one thing that I would like to share is that this New Freedom Initiative provides for strong antipsychotic and antidepressant drugs as treatment for the many children that will be targeted as positive with mental health problems. So, of course, we are seeing this today, how so many of our school children are being put on antipsychotic and antidepressant drugs. And many of these children are absolutely in another world because they are on these drugs. When I spoke in Atlanta at the World Congress Center for a group of people who opposed the mental health screening of children, opposed what the psychiatrists of America are doing, I was able to talk to many children there that had actually been put on the antipsychotic drugs, and they told me themselves that while they were on those drugs, that they did not know anything. They did not know who they were or where they were going. They were put in schools. They were in La La Land, and many of them looked at me and said, "I took myself off of the drugs and hid them."
Now, were these on Prozac or Luvox, or what were they on?
That's right. Well, they were just on all those antipsychotic drugs, and I'm sure some of them are Prozac, and I think one of the students told me he was on olanzapine, and of course they were told that if they did not take the drugs, they could not attend school.
And these are kids that really weren't, most of them were not having a real problem, were they?
Well, they tested as though they were having a problem, or they were being disconcerting in the classroom, or they were hyperactive, or they appeared to have too much energy. you know, they were just a little bit out of control. Well, we've always had youngsters growing up from the beginning of time, especially little boys, because I had four of them that were full of energy. And many of our little boys are hyperactive and don't sit down and they're not quiet every minute. But this is what is being targeted. If they are the least bit out of order, they are put on these drugs. And they are mind-altering. And many of these kids do not recover. I was reading today, this is a paper that was sent to me from Phyllis Schlafly, and I'm sure you know her, Dr. Stan.
He's a good friend.
She was talking about this little girl, Alia Gleason, and she's a 13-year-old African-American girl who was forced into a state mental hospital, who was denied contact with her family for 5 months. She was restrained more than 26 times, was treated with at least 12 different psychiatric medications, some simultaneously, and all the result of a school mental health screening.
And I think that people have to understand that so many of these things like Prozac and Luvox, they're fluoride-based drugs. And fluoride is a terrible toxin as far as the brain is concerned, and that is the active ingredient, is that fluoride molecule. It is known what devastating it affects us on the human mind. So why are we giving it to our children?
Well, we have a movement behind all of this, Dr. Stand, a radical movement to change our society, to change the whole entire course of human events.
And, you know, it's very difficult, I think, for most people to believe that anybody would want to hurt children.
Absolutely. But they do, and this is part of the plan. And when you stop and think of it, that it is anti-parental consent. It is all anti-parental notification. I had a bill here in the Georgia General Assembly that called on our State Board of Education to make all of our parents in the Georgia public school system knowledgeable of every single club and organization that was available for their children to join in the schools, and to require parental written permission for their child to join those clubs. We have 32 schools with a homosexual club in them. These clubs have teachers who are the overseer of the club, and they recruit. They recruit children into these homosexual clubs. Well, the bill was tabled because the State Board of Education and the school superintendent said they wanted to do their own ruling on it. So with that, everything was brought to a halt, and during these first summer days, the State Board of Education has dealt with their ruling. They were on the 8th version a week or two ago, could not get it right, did not want to have parental notification, did not want parents involved at all, completely ruled out parental written notification for their children, and finally they just voted on a conference call over the telephone to just do away with the ruling entirely.
They really want to recruit our children into the homosexual death
style.
And this is what's so unconscionable. I mean, if you know anything about homosexuals, you know that the male homosexual, the average person dies at 43. Would you encourage your child to smoke knowing it was going to kill him? Would you encourage him to drive while drunk knowing it was going to kill him? Would you encourage him to go into a homosexual lifestyle knowing full well that the average homosexual male dies at 43 and the average lesbian, well, one in three lesbians will get breast carcinoma? Why would we be encouraging people to go into a death style unless there is another agenda? And if you'd like to see what the material we have from Planned Parenthood back in 1970, October of 70, in Family Planning Perspective magazine, where they put out a little chart on how you'd get population control, and one of the ways to control the population and the birth rate was encourage homosexuality. It's a social experiment. They're carrying it out in our schools. If any of you would like to see that page, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You're told, oh, this is the most normal thing in the world. These children can't help themselves. No, they're being actively recruited into this lifestyle by our schools, starting in kindergarten, mm-hmm. as part of this program of mass control.
Yes, it is. It is a very radical movement, and it is very anti-Christian. It is very anti-Christian, Dr. Stan, because it appears as though those children who are home taught with Christian values, they will be the children that will be targeted as positive.
I mean, the ones with mental health problems.
Yes, yeah, be targeted as positive with mental health problems. And who knows what their parents will be targeted with? Probably child abuse.
And this is
because they have taught them values and principles.
And, of course, the whole purpose of everything going on today is to destroy the values and the ideals and the beliefs and the moral foundation of our children. That's exactly what our educational system is for. It's not to teach them values. It's to teach them all about sex, but nothing
right.
about responsibility.
That's right. And you, I know, are aware way back years ago, almost 15 or 20 years ago, the first radical, very explicit sex education that hit our school system.
And that was 1965.
Absolutely unbelievable.
1965. I was there when we were debating that and told everybody what was going to happen. And they said, oh, no, we're doing this for the children. Do you realize that they're maybe one or even two children in a graduating class of 300 or 400, one or two girls of a graduating class who are pregnant when they graduate from high school. That's why we need sex education. And they brought it in, and now in some schools, why, 25% of the girls are pregnant. They say, well, what we need is more sex education. No, what we need is less sex education and more moral education, because this is exactly what had happened in Sweden and in Denmark and in Belgium when they brought it in over there, 10, 15 years earlier. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just don't want the parents to understand.
That's just part of the whole agenda, Dr. Stan, is push the mothers out into the workforce, introduce sex education into the schools, and just destroy the home. And we worked real hard on a divorce bill this year. And one of the things that in our research we discovered that the greatest source of insecurity and the greatest source of suffering in the United States right this moment is the breakdown of the home.
And here, of course, in California, they're making it easier and easier to get a divorce. Well, how about back there in Georgia?
Well, we have called on more counseling. We did not get the divorce bill passed. We did get a counseling bill for marriage, so that someone getting married will have to have more counseling. But our divorce bill did not pass. What we wanted to do was, before a couple could get a divorce, they had to have a certain number of hours of counseling, and they had to wait a certain number of days before they could get the divorce. There were many people who wanted this to pass, because we had a couple after couple who had gotten a divorce who came in to say if they had known the statistics on what happens to children in a divorce and how they're more prone to fall into drugs and fail in school and get pregnant and be sexually active, that they would never have gone through with a divorce. And of course we know that divorce is just off the end of the chart, and this is part of the breakdown of the home. And just think how it is affecting our children.
And if you wanted to destroy a society, you could not do a better job than they're doing today. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with Senator Nancy Schaefer. And, of course, welcome your calls right here at Radio Liberty at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a
tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You'll need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large, until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Nancy Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer. I can't quite used to that, but she is a senator there in the Georgia legislature, and she's been working very hard for many years to try to educate the people there in Georgia, and of course, doing talk radio is an excellent way of reaching the public and at least giving them an idea of who you are and what you stand for. Most Americans hold moral values in this country. The trouble is that the other side is organized. They're not very many of them, but they are totally dedicated to getting their people into office in an effort to change America. Would that be a fair statement, Nancy?
Yes, it would be a fair statement. If they weren't there, Dr. Stan, we wouldn't have that New Freedom Initiative.
And we wouldn't have so many of the other things that are destroying the moral values of our children, that are dumbing our children down, that are depriving them of an opportunity for the education that every child needs.
Absolutely. You know, you said a few moments ago something about Planned Parenthood and population control, and it triggered something in my mind as we were talking about the mental health screening of our children. And I just wanted to share with our listeners that some of the most powerful forces behind this initiative is the pharmaceutical industry. That includes Eli Lilly. And in some of the research that I was doing when I began working on this issue was that I discovered that Eli Lilly is a financial supporter of Planned Parenthood, and is which is our largest abortion provider in the world, and also they are a large supporter of population control.
And also, of course, the product that puts the thimerosal in the vaccine, thimerosal works very effectively to decrease fertility, and so that they, both male and female, they know exactly what they're doing. Of course, it also destroys the minds of the kids, but that's all right. It all ties together. All you need is, of course, a program so you can see who the players are. Yes, Eli Lilly is certainly a very evil corporation. They actually got the legislators in the middle of the night in Washington, D.C. to put through a rider on the Office of Homeland Security bill, so that Eli Lilly couldn't be sued for production of thimerosal that had destroyed the lives of almost about 20% of the children in this country. One in six American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality, and much of that is directly related to Eli Lilly and the thimerosal they put in the vaccines. But they're doing everything they can to cover that up, and of course they have the help of the controlled media. And you're seeing all these articles coming out about, oh yes, there is an autism epidemic, but we want to assure you it's not related to mercury in the vaccines, and you certainly wouldn't want to treat your child. Why? The chelation might actually harm them. And so they leave them with their damaged minds. You've got to be awful evil to do that.
You certainly do. You certainly do. It's my understanding, Dr. Stan, that the National Institute of Mental Health, the National Science Foundation, announced recently the results of their $1.2 million taxpayer-funded study. And then they stated that traditionalists are mentally disturbed.
By traditionally, you mean people like you and me?
That's exactly right. And that social conservatives, in particular, suffer from mental rigidity, dogmatism, and uncertainty avoidance. Together were associated indicators of their mental illness.
I suppose we all really need then to be put on their fluoridated medications.
I'm sure that's true.
All right.
I'm sure that's true.
Well, I tell it. Go ahead.
But you know, we all need to remember that the Nazis and the communists used mental health screenings also to identify their adversaries.
Yeah, absolutely. People say it really can't happen here, Nancy. Or, you know, well, you know, if it happens, then we'll become concerned. I don't think they understand it's already going on in our schools. You only need to see how they've destroyed the minds of almost a whole generation of our children. And when American children graduate from high school and they are tested scholastically with children from other countries, they just can't compete.
No, you are so right. Dr. Stan, are you aware of, and I'm sure you are, Congressman Ron Paul's Parental Consent Act?
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it has to do with the mental health screening of children, and today, this very day, and I have not heard anything about it or any results yet, but today the House of Representatives are voting on the Paul Amendment, and this bill prohibits funds from being used to create or implement any universal mental health screening program.
And, of course, he also wants parental consent, and that's the last thing the fascists want. They want to control our children. They believe the state should control the children. And what are the parents going to stand up and say, we're not going to put up with this? Or are they going to wait until their child's mind has been destroyed, their morals are destroyed, the daughters are pregnant, their sons are in the army, and then they're going to say, gee, how did it happen? We'll be right back.
That is exactly right, because look at the children on Prozac now.
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Senator Nancy Schaefer. And, of course, Nancy's been on the front lines of this battle for a long period of time. Nancy, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get to your website and get the information you have for them?
Yes, I certainly would. It's familyconcerns.net.
That's familyconcerns.net. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, if you have children in public schools or you're concerned about your children or your grandchildren, give us a call. How do you feel about mental health screening, forced mental health screening without the parents being known about it? Are you concerned about it? Do you think, well, nothing, the schools would never do anything to harm my child, and yet look at the children today. Look at their attitude, look at their rebellion, and then look at their scholastic ability after they graduate from high school. Yes, if you got a child that started out with an IQ of 180 and you knock it down to 140, that's not too bad, but what happens if you start out with an average child of an IQ of 100 and with all the things and the medications and the other things that they're exposed to today? Intentionally knowing it will lower not only their mentality, but it'll lower their fertility, and that's what they really want is population control. And what happens if you knock that IQ down to 90 or 85 or to 80? What happens to that child for the rest of their life? Because once you've destroyed the mind, you've destroyed the very soul of the child. So anyway, what's going on is unconscionable. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because Nancy's on the front lines of this battle right back there in Georgia. Do you have much help there in the Senate?
Yes, I do. You know, I'm a freshman, which is incredible because I'm a mother with 5 children of my own and 13 grandchildren. And but we have a very good freshman class. We have a strong little nucleus in there that wants to accomplish some things for good. And I'm real delighted with them, and I'm trusting that we're going to see some breakthroughs here. We just got to, Dr. Stan. It is absolutely critical because, you know, for years you and I have looked at all of these behavior problems, such as outcome-based education and values clarification, how many more, mastery learning and all of self-esteem and all of those that we know were psychologically there to control the minds and the beliefs of our children.
All right. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling in from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I've got a question for your guest. I'm, of course, in Illinois, and I've heard about this mental health stuff for months now. And what I'm wondering is, what's happening right now in Illinois? Because when I try to talk to people like this, when I try to tell people, they just tell me I'm crazy. They don't believe it's happening.
All right. I think maybe Nancy does know something about it. Tell us what's going on in Illinois, Nancy.
Well, what I know is that it has definitely been signed into law. And it is my understanding that the funds are now flowing into the state for mental health screening of children.
Dave, your job is just to keep telling people what's going on. And if they call you crazy, just say, well, let's just watch and wait and see. And, you know, right now they think you're crazy. Before long, they're going to be afraid you're not.
Well, now, what's this, the website? What's this website where you can go to? Because I can't always remember all the facts, and I don't know if it's getting straight. Where should I tell people to go to learn
Dave,
the whole truth?
Dave, if you could just go to your state legislature. To the website of the Illinois State Legislature.
Okay.
And that is not hard. You can find that. Every newspaper will put out that website, or just find your own senator or call him and ask him where to go. You can go straight to that website and pull up the bill and read the whole thing.
What's the bill called exactly?
The bill is the Illinois Children's Mental Health Partnership. It's ICMHP.
So it's Illinois
Children's Mental Health Partnership.
Wow. It sounds so benign, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And then you really want a lot of detailed information. You can go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. Go to Dr. Dennis Cuddy's archives, and he's got, I think he's up to about part 15 or 16 on his treatise on mental health. But start reading that and understand that this is not something new. This is long-range planning by very evil men who want to destroy the minds of our children because they want, of course, to destroy America. They have an intense hatred for this country and certainly for the individual. They believe that they are the elite, and they should, of course, change the minds of our children and ultimately come to control them and then rule the world. That's what it's all about. It's all about world control and certainly the destruction of Christianity. So Dennis Kelly has some excellent articles, a series of them, or certainly you can actually just go up on the Internet and punch in mental health testing, and you'll find all sorts of things.
One problem I have is every now and then I'll be talking to someone about this general subject, Prozac and Ritalin, and they'll have a kid on it, and they'll swear this stuff keeps them in good shape, and you can't convince them that it's killing their kid, or they're not convinced that it's harmful because they see it calming their kid down.
And it sure does. But, of course, what it does, you know, as far as Ritalin is concerned, it stunts their growth, and it actually limits the size of their brain. And Dr. Peter Bregan has actually written some excellent material. Peter Bregan, Bregin, he was at Johns Hopkins University. I don't know where he is now. His book, Talking Back to Ritalin, and he's got some great new material on Ritalin. This is a disaster. This is a controlled substance that they're giving to our children. It acts the same way as amphetamine does. And yet, of course, we are horrified when people are on amphetamine and speed, but we just give it to our kids to quiet them down. And it does have a paradoxical effect on children. But what does it do to them as far as long-term? And then, of course, they're using more and more Prozac and Luvox, which actually promotes suicidal thoughts, and it's not even cleared to give to adolescent children, and yet they're giving it to them.
So that's called the Illinois Children's Mental Health Partnership, is that it?
That's exactly right.
And that's on the website.
That's exactly right.
They can find that on the web, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Go to
Illinois
the,
Children's Mental Health Partnership.
And go to your Illinois government website. Go to Google and ask, type Illinois government website, something of the sort.
Well, I don't think the media's ever touched this at all.
Well,
our local media's never said a word about it.
Of course they're not, but the local media is controlled. If you're listening to us,
I know that. It's unbelievable.
All right, well, your job is to get the information and to get it out to those and get them listening to me. And they may start out thinking we're crazy, but hopefully before long they'll realize we're not.
Keep up the good work.
God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Fred calling in from Salinas. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to tell your guest that, and everybody listening, go to your favorite 7-Eleven or go to your any of your book stands right now and look for a book called Details, D-E-T-A-I-L-S, and that's the this month's. It's got a picture of a guy standing right in the middle of it.
What is it about, Fred?
And there is a story in there about the mastermind behind the plot to make us all Republicans.
I see. Well, that really has nothing to do with mental health we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
It's a story about Ken Melman. Ken Melman is the head of the Republican Central Committee.
Uh-huh.
And this book happens to be a gay book.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to read about Ken Melman, that has had an interview in a gay book, they just should go to their nearest book stand and find this book.
All right, fine. Well, thanks very much, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, right now, of course, we're talking about the mental health programs that are being instituted in schools all across America. And, of course, this will lead then to getting our children onto these very types of psychotropic drugs. And you can go up on the Internet and pull down on Prozac and Luvox and all of these drugs. And there's quite a bit of concern because so many of the children become suicidal and violent on these drugs that we're giving to help them. And these kids may be perfectly normal, but of course, if they get a mental health screening that say that there's something wrong with them, maybe they believe in God and family and country, and that obviously they have to be mentally ill to do that. And they put them on these drugs, and sometimes it has really a very paradoxical effect. And increasing numbers of these children are becoming violent, and are becoming suicidal, and sometimes even homicidal.
That's right. That's right. The children and families are truly under an assault today. And these parents are being coerced. And many of them are being told that their child cannot attend school if the child is not on the psychotropic medications. And you are absolutely right, Dr. Stan, that children are dying from this because many of them are violent and suicidal.
And they weren't violent and suicidal beforehand. That's
absolutely not. Absolutely.
And you say, why would anybody do anything like that? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Don't tell me these things are going on because I can't believe it. And I would say, well, nothing that's going on really makes sense today. The war really doesn't make sense if you try to explain it. I mean, what's happening to the moral breakdown of our society really doesn't make any sense. But if you understand that it's not supposed to make sense, there's another agenda behind it. The other people know exactly what they're doing, and the Republicans are getting through the radical programs that Ted Kennedy couldn't have gotten through with at the best possible of times. But George Bush has gotten through Ted Kennedy's programs. And once people understand that, and understand that the Kennedys and the Bushes are pushing exactly the same direction. We've said before, in the year 2003, the Bush Foundation, headed by George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, gave the Outstanding Man of the Year Award to none other than Senator Edward Kennedy. Why would the Bushes give Senator Edward Kennedy an award for the Outstanding Citizen of the Year? Well, because, of course, they obviously approve of his policies. The No Child Left Behind policy was something Kennedy could not get through. The drugs for Medicare benefits was something that Kennedy could not get through. But, of course, the Republicans got them through. So, you see, things seem to be a little bit different, though, in the state legislature than at the national level. And are most of the supporters you have there in the Senate the Republicans or Democrats?
Well, the Republicans are in control for the first time in 130 years in Georgia. We have a Republican majority in House and Senate and a Republican governor for the first time ever.
All right, but are they doing the right thing?
Yes, there is a lot of work to do the right thing. We do have many of those in there with us that do not agree with us and come against us on many of the issues, but we do have a lot of people that are trying to work for what is right. They're pro-family, that are pro-life, and are trying to accomplish some good things in the Senate and in the House.
Well, that certainly is encouraging.
It is encouraging. It is encouraging, and if this could be multiplied in many states, and even if we don't accomplish this in Washington, if our states could begin to wake up and see what's happening to their children and to their families, and just recently, I discovered that our school superintendents had a weekend that was called a bootstrap weekend for them to just come together and a conference, and so I called in to have their materials sent to me, and at the top of one of their pages of their priorities was number one, less notification to parents.
Less notification to parents. In other words,
well, see, this is just exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
Less notification, where there's less parental notification, less parental involvement in the society or in our culture, there's more crime, there's more drug abuse, there's more suicide, there's more control over all the children.
But of course, this is this attitude of the elitist that the children really belong to the state, not to the parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do when you found this?
Well, I exposed it, and of course it made our school superintendent very unhappy over that, and he came against me for exposing this, and he said, I learned that you had called to get the information. I didn't know that you were going to use it against us.
Well,
I'm down there trying to get parents notified of homosexual clubs in their schools.
Right.
So why would I want our school superintendents to have as part of their personal agenda for their bootstrap conference less notification to parents?
Well, if there's nothing to conceal, then why do they want to conceal it? And I think that that's a very legitimate question. If you have nothing to conceal from the parents, then why don't you want the parents to know what's going on?
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, they say, well, that means more paperwork, or that means that it will cost the schools more money. The administrators will have more work to do. But, of course, all of that pales in comparison to how important it is for parents to know everything about their children, where they are, who they're with, and what they're doing. And, of course, we see that just right now today on the news with this 18-year-old who has been missing for 3 weeks.
Well, what a terrible, terrible tragedy. Well, I think the thing is, who do the children belong to? The elitists believe that they belong to the state. I mean, that was the attitude that Plato took. That's the attitude that George Bernard Shaw and Bertrand Russell took. The children belong to the state. Mm-hmm. I think most parents like to think that the children belong to them, that God gave them the children and the responsibility for rearing them. I really fear, though, Nancy, that there is no way that you can ever trust the state to do what's right. That's why I think parents, if they really love their children, if they any possible way they can, should get them out in one way or another and get them into a private school that will be brought up in the ways of the Lord. Because if you don't bring a child in that way, why certainly the public educational system will destroy their faith in God and in family and
That's
in country.
Right. Well, you know, the Southern Baptist Convention has been toying with the idea of promoting. As a matter of fact, I think they had a resolution this week in regard to asking members to pull their children from public schools. There are, Dr. Stan, there are lots of of wonderful school teachers here, there, yon, you know, around about the country, and I'm sure they see what we see, and yet that's their job and that's their paycheck, and you know the complications of all that. It's very, very difficult.
And of course, if they speak out for righteousness, why they're gonna come under pressure. They're gonna be demonized. They're gonna be persecuted, and they may lose their job and their paycheck, and they may lose their health insurance, and they may be blacklisted, so they can't get a job any other place. It takes a lot of courage to speak out.
Yes, it does take a lot of courage. But if we don't stand up and speak out and get involved, all we do is empower the enemy.
Amen to that. And really, there is an enemy, and he's not over in Iraq, and he's not over in Afghanistan, and he's not over in Russia or China. He's right here in America.
That's right.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Nancy.
It was a joy to be with you, Dr. Stan, always. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Hope we can get you back again real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let me just suggest that we have some wonderful books. One of them is called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It's written by Charlotte Isabey, who is actually in the staff of the Department of Education, a senior analyst there during the Reagan years. Her book about what she saw at that time and the long-range plan to dumb down our children is contained in her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. We have John Stormer's wonderful book, None Dare Call It Education. We have Barrett Chose's book, The Brave New Schools, Going into the Occult forces at work within our schools. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on outcome-based education. It's so important you understand that there is an agenda behind what's going on education-wise in America today. And the last thing they want is for the parents to understand what energizes this entire movement. Now, I had been studying what was going on in the world for 20 years, and I came across a book. It was in 1983. It was called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It is the story of the occult influence in America, the so-called New Age movement, which has permeated into our schools, into our educational schools, and is the basis for everything that is going on today. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, if you read it, will change the way you look at the world, and you'll understand who it is who wants to destroy our children, who it is who wants to destroy our country, who it is who wants to destroy our way of life, and who it is who wants to destroy Christianity. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, an inexpensive book, but I promise one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, the books, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, None Dare Call It Education, The Brave New Schools, the four-tape set on outcome-based education, and then, of course, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumbie. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it, and of course we hope you'll get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the audio tape, and the video, and it only costs, going to cost you $29.95, but we want you to copy the video, we want you to copy the audio tape. They have actually changed people's lives. I had somebody call me the other day and told me he had played tennis, I guess it was, with some fellow, very wealthy, head of a corporation, and he gave him a copy of my book, and the fellow came back and said, you know, I've always known something was wrong, but I could never put it together. And now I understand. So the book really will help you to reach people. Masons have left Masonry. People have had their lives changed and come to know the Lord as a direct result of their reading the Brotherhood of Darkness. So we hope you'll want to get the book, and then so many of the other items we carry. Now, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you want to know why so many people are moving to Las Vegas today, we have a book written by a man who's part of a movement within the spirit world, that people are being told by the spirits, to move to Las Vegas in the Henderson area. And he talks about how many people are moving there in preparation for the coming of the world leader. The book, Extraordinary, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's not in our regular catalog. It's in our research section, along with the writings of Manly P. Hall, who was a Luciferian, and, of course, his books, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, The Secret Destiny of America, Secret Teachings of the Ages. All of these are available in that research section, where we hope you'll want to go for research, not in the regular section. These are not books we agree with, but books you need to read to understand what's really going on in the world today, because the author of the book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings, was a high government official who was recruited into this movement, according to him, by one of the most wealthy men in the world. And he rubs shoulders with all of these very, very powerful men, the world rulers, and he tells how they all fit into this program. Incredible. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, please.